And this is quickly turning into my favorite Mavericks draft of all time. As you know, before the draft last spring, I kept telling people that I thought Jalen Brunson was going to be a steal. He was projected to go late first, middle, second round. And I said, whoever gets Jalen Brunson is getting a basketball player. And he's gotten a couple of starts here, including last night. He was great last night. And I think the Mavericks have a player in Jalen Brunson. Great draft pick. And then there's Luka. And Luka is also a player. He is a basketball player. Now, little background. I've always been a Mavericks slash even Spurs slash NBA skeptic. And maybe it's because it's my favorite sport, but whenever anybody wants me to size up a rookie for the Mavs or the Spurs or anybody around the NBA, somebody making a splash or a big free agent acquisition, whatever it is, or an all-star, I tend to work from the bottom of his scouting report up. In other words, to me, anybody who plays in the NBA is a good enough player to where there are going to be good things about their game. And I think too often people just focus on the one or two good things and say, oh yeah, this guy's great. I love this guy. But they don't look at the complete player. Maybe it's because I'm a natural skeptic. I like to work from the bottom up. So I always start with their weaknesses, and I want to explore their weaknesses before I just automatically say, wow, they've got a player. Which is why over the years, it's taken me longer to warm up to some Mavericks than others. For instance, immediately I was a Nerlens Noel doubter. When some people thought they had the next Wilt Chamberlain, I thought, yeah, but he's incredibly skinny. I don't think that's good for that position. If you're that tall and that skinny, you better have Kevin Durant's game, or I don't think I'm going to like you. Chandler Parsons, when he came to town, people thought he was white LeBron, and I just never saw it. Keith Van Horn, J.J. Barea took me a long time to warm up to him. It even took me a while to warm up to Dirk. When Dirk became a complete player sometime in the mid-aughts, okay, now we've obviously got something here, but it took me a few years to warm up to Dirk. But I thought this after one game of seeing Luka, and I think it way more now after 2 months. And this is from me, the natural basketball skeptic. This kid is unbelievable, and I love pretty much everything about him. I can't believe how good he is. Now, I thought on draft day he would eventually be a good or great player. I can't believe he's this good at 19. And from the first game I saw him play, you know, all we really had to go on were EuroLeague highlights. And you can tell some, but not a lot. But getting to see him in the flow of an NBA game, and from his first game, the way he carried himself like a 10-year veteran, the way he wanted to be the alpha male from the get-go, the way he could grab a rebound and take it coast-to-coast and then make some crazy pass, the way he so confidently shoots these threes, I can't believe he's this good at 19, and I've never had this feeling. Name the Maverick. I've never had this feeling from the get-go about a Maverick that I'm pretty much in love with every aspect of his game. And I'm the guy who, before the season started, cautioned all Maverick fans to give him time to develop because he's 19. It's going to take a few years for him to figure out the NBA. I'm the one that cautioned everybody, and I didn't even need to do that. He's that good. And I think it's his complete mastery of the game. And he's not perfect. He was 2 of 11 last night. He's not perfect.
Still almost had a triple-double.
But he still almost had a triple-double. And he can board, and he can rebound. And I mean, he can pass, and he can go coast-to-coast. He handles the ball well. There's almost nothing not to like about him and his personality. And I guess I underestimated his Euro experience. He basically had 3 years of pro experience there. But we've seen a lot of Euro pros come here and struggle. And so I just naturally assumed, yeah, it's EuroLeague. It's better, certainly, than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But it's Euro basketball. He's going to come over here with the NBA athletes, and he's going to struggle. And I'll be damned, from the get-go, he has not shown any signs of really struggling.
No.
And I can't believe how good this kid is. And if he's this good at 19, and he is this much fun to watch at 19, do you know how good he's going to be at 23? or 25.
Boy, it just makes you dream.
Or 27. About how he's gonna be. And I'm trying to compare him when I project him over the next 10 plus years. And I'm comparing him to his peer group. So I'm not including LeBron or Steph or Durant or any of those guys who are 26, 28, 30, 32, whatever. I'm comparing him to the 25 or under crowd, which would be his peer group, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Giannis, mm-hmm. Anthony Davis, Karl-Anthony Towns, Wiggins, Porzingis, Tatum, Mitchell, Booker, DeAndre Ayton, who I'm still a big fan of, if you want to put him in that group. And just after 2 months, I think outside of Giannis and maybe AD, I think he stands to be the best player of all of those guys outside of those two. I would put him probably third on that list if I'm betting who's going to win the most MVPs, who's going to be an all-star, who's going to deliver more thrills. I think I'd take Giannis ahead of him and I'd take AD, but after that, I think I'm taking Luka. In other words, we have an epic, I believe, and this is the skeptic talking, I think we have an epic generational player in our midst, and I hope he's a Maverick for 15 years.
Boy, it sure does look like it. And I think the most impressive thing, just beyond all the, just what you see in front of you, the ability to pass, which is incredible, his ability to score in buckets. I really like the whole, we've called it clutch before, you can call it winning time, whatever it is. What he did on Saturday in Houston was, for a rookie, 19 years old, where it was just, give me the ball and watch this. And his 11-0 run on Saturday was just amazing. Especially, and then you factor in 19 years old doing this in a league where I'm sure he's looked up to guys on this Rockets team who've been playing on some really good teams these last couple of years. To just take the ball and bury them in a two-minute stretch was just awesome.
These are the players who've had personal 11-0 runs this season. Steph Curry, Lou Williams, James Harden, and Luka. Hmm. The last rookie to do it, Kyrie Irving. His step-back three, that's a real Euro thing. That's a Ginobili thing. You know, going into the draft, there were all the Ginobili comparisons. And Ginobili's maybe my all-time favorite player just to watch. Maybe not my all-time favorite player, but just to watch. He was a thrilling ride. And yes, there is a ton of Ginobili in Luka. Ginobili's a little more athletic, a little quicker, slightly different body type. You know, Manu was more cut than Luka and a little quicker. But so last night, Luka had a between-the-legs pass. He was a little off balance, and it was more accidental, but that was a lot of Ginobili, accidental genius. And Ginobili didn't think these things through. Ginobili made more between the legs of defender passes than anybody in NBA history. And Luka had one last night.
Yeah.
And I don't think Luka's quite the passer yet that Ginobili was, but he's pretty close. I think Luka's a little better shooter than Ginobili was, but it's really close. I think Ginobili's a little better defender. But Luka is surprisingly good defensively. The comparison is really good, but I think even Luka has a chance to be better than Manu. Now Manu, you never really got to fully judge him because he was a sixth man,
right?
Which was also something great about him. He didn't care. He just wanted to win. He didn't care about stats. Luka's going to be a starter forever, and so I think his stats have a chance to be much greater than Manu. And I think he's a little more consistent three-point shooter, and again, he's 19. We're comparing right. him to a Hall of Famer, and Luka's 19. He's not the next Dirk. He's totally different than Dirk. They're totally different players. Yeah. Dirk was not a grab-a-board, behind-the-back dribble, take it coast-to-coast, make a crazy blind no-look pass to a guy wide open in the corner for a three. Luka's almost more Bird-like than yeah. Dirk-like. You know, I never believed in the Dirk-Bird comparisons. I don't think they're similar. They're both great players in their own rights, but they're different players. Luka's a little more Bird-like, but he's not quite Bird. He's just incredibly unique, And I can't believe he's doing this at 19. I can't believe he looks this comfortable in the NBA at 19.
Well, and you tack onto that just natural progression. He hadn't reached his full athletic potential yet, I don't think. Nutrition and what they get these guys going on the NBA, the lifting weights and the conditioning that he'll do here. He'll get stronger. And the coaching that he's getting here from Carlisle, man, you just start thinking about what he is going to be in a couple of years, and it's tough to put a ceiling on that.
Carlisle said, I heard so many special things about him, and one of the things I've consistently said about him based on the Euro film that we had of him was that he didn't show the strength, the size, the quickness that we've seen here, and the speed. When he gets the rebound and he goes end to end, he's extremely fast and he's caught a lot of people by surprise. And yeah, that's the thing that surprised me the most is we thought he'd be a good shooter. We knew he could handle the ball a little bit and we knew he was a really great passer, but he's even that to the next degree and he's faster than I thought. And that's what's helped him defensively. You know, I thought he was going to be a liability defensively, but that it would be okay because they had DeAndre Jordan, and he's not a great defender, but he's quicker than I thought, and he shows the ability to one day be a pretty good defender. And so it just, everything about him has been such a pleasant surprise and a little better than I even thought he was capable of at this age.
Well, the quickness and that and the length that he has, that step back is deadly.
Yeah,
you're covering a lot of court. That was indefensible what he did on that step back three against the Rockets the other night.
That is a straight Manu Ginobili move, but Luka has an easier time with it because he's taller. Yeah, you know, Ginobili had to really work to get the step back room.
Yeah,
Luka has to work, but he's so long that it's a little easier for him. Even so, it's going to be. So my point is, it's going to be more deadly for him,
right,
than it was for Ginobili. So everybody, when I told you give Luka some time, forget about that. He doesn't need the time. He is right here, right now. And fingers crossed that he's not playing for the Lakers in 5 years or six, that the Mavericks are able to hold on to him and properly build around him. That's the next step for the Mavericks. They made the pick. They moved up to get him, and it was genius. And now the next move is for the next few years, while you have him, build around him properly.
And buy his drinks. This place the best place ever.
And I didn't even get a chance to talk about how I've watched the other players around the NBA welcome him. And I'll never forget, it was game 4 or 5. It was the Atlanta game. They were in Atlanta, and the buzzer sounded, game's over. And Luka goes around. Kid's got a great attitude too, which I love. He goes around to every single Hawks player while all the other Mavericks are headed to the locker room. Luka goes to every single Hawks player and shakes hands and hugs him. And every player that turned around when Luka tapped him on the shoulder, every single Hawk got this big smile on their face and gave him a big hug. And I thought, wow, he's already got the mutual respect from his peers around the NBA, you know, that someone who's been in the league 10 years has.
Right.
All these opponents already respect him. And he's a 19-year-old rookie. He's something incredibly special, and I've seen very, very, very few basketball players this soon in their NBA career, anything like him. It's a treat to watch him every night.